Our first pianist this morning is Catherine Lee, and you'll have a chance to hear from her right now. That was beautifully done. Catherine, take off your headphones, please, and come right over here. And you can sit right by this yellow microphone, and we're going to get your namesake ready to go. The other Catherine is going to join us, or maybe you're the other Catherine. How old are you, Catherine?
Six.
And would you like to say hello to anybody who might be listening on the radio?
No.
Who brought you here today?
My mom, cousin, my sister, and my dad.
Well, I'm glad they're here. What is your cousin's name?
Nancy.
What do you like about playing the piano?
I don't know.
Well, does it make you feel good when you play? That was very well played. You sounded really good. It must be something that you're very proud of to be able to play that well. Do you feel proud when you play?
Yes.
Did it take you time to learn how to play that song?
Yeah.
How do you learn? Do you have to just take a lot of time with it?
Yeah.
And probably practice a lot, I would think, too. Have you thought about what you would like to be when you get older? There's all sorts of things you can be. Have you ever thought about some things you might like to be?
No.
You haven't yet. Well, you're kind of young to think about that at six. So do you know Catherine that's about to play next?
Yeah.
And I wonder what she's going to play. We're going to find out. We have our second Catherine, whose last name is Valley, and here she comes. This is Catherine Valley. Wow, that was really extremely well done. These are complicated pieces. These aren't exercises. These just sound great. Have a seat here, Catherine, in front of that yellow microphone. And how old are you?
10.
I thought I could tell you were older. I wasn't sure how old. Have you played here before?
Here
on the radio before? No? Well, you sounded really great. That was Catherine Valley. What was the song that you played?
Short Story.
Short Story. And where do you go to school?
Edgeworth Elementary.
Is there anybody you would like to say hello to or acknowledge? Any friends that might be listening now or later when they're listening back to your podcast?
well.
And nobody you could think of, no shout outs. What do you like to do when you're not playing the piano? Do you have some other things you're interested in?
Sports.
And do you like to watch, play, or both?
Play.
And what sports do you play?
Hockey.
Do you play field hockey or ice hockey?
Ice.
Excellent. That's not an easy thing to do. What's your favorite position to play in hockey? Or what do you like to do? Do you like it when you're scoring or defending?
Yeah.
And have you gotten some goals?
Yeah.
Excellent. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
No.
Not yet? And who else is in your family that brought you here today?
My mom, my dad, and my brother.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to talk to you. And next we have Vic Sinha, who is going to play for us, and we'll listen to him, and then we'll get a chance to meet him. This is Vic Sinha. Was beautifully done, and that was Vic Sinha. And Vic, there is a message here for you that I want to pass along. Let me find it. Do you know, this is from your, have a seat, this is from Nihao Bojack for you. You make me so very proud every day. And who is she?
She's my aunt.
Well, that's terrific. Did I pronounce her name correctly? Is it Nehal?
Nehal, yeah.
Nehal. Tell me about yourself. How old are you, and where do you go to school?
I am 9, and I'm almost 10. I go to school at St. Edmund's Academy in Squirrel Hill. I'm in 4th grade, and...
Would you like to say hello to anybody in your family or any friends?
No, not really.
Well, that's okay. When is your birthday?
January 8th.
So you're not too far from having another birthday, as you just said. How long have you played the piano?
4 years.
And do you have any advice for anybody that might be just getting ready to learn to play?
No.
Well, was it hard for you when you started?
Yeah.
And I know there are even adults that are trying to learn how to play the piano. And did you ever feel like quitting at the beginning? Or I'm just curious how you get to be as good as you are.
No, I didn't feel like quitting. I really like playing the piano.
Well, that's good. It takes a lot of practice, though. Do you practice very often?
Yeah, I practice an hour a day.
It shows. You're just terrific. And Kiki Barley, by the way, is the teacher of all of the students you're hearing today at Pittsburgh Music Academy. Oh, she isn't. Kiki, why don't you tell me? Whose kids are? I'm sorry. I have you listed as the teacher, and my apologies. Some of these kids have other students, or have other teachers?
Right. Everybody studies at Pittsburgh Music Academy. The two Catherines, who have the same name as I do, study with me.
Okay.
And Vic studies with Jack Kuritz, and William studies with Amari Morales.
Thank you. And I didn't mean to grab you so quickly, but I wanted to be sure we acknowledged all
right.
of the instructors.
We have about 23 faculty members at Pittsburgh Music Academy, and they're all great.
That's great and good to know. And, of course, they don't all need to be here this morning. Thank
Correct.
You for being here on a holiday weekend, too. Thanks. Now, our next student and our last performer today is the brother of one of the Catherines. Catherine Valley's older brother is William Valley, and he is ready to play for us now. That was amazing, and I'm curious. First of all, that seems like a really challenging piece to play. William, what is that piece?
That's Gigue, which is a part of Partita in B-flat major by Bach.
And is it hard to play?
Yeah, it's probably the hardest song I played thus far.
How old are you?
14. I'm a freshman.
And where do you go to school?
Quaker Valley High School.
Excellent. And any shout-outs, acknowledgments, or anything?
Probably my grandparents and my grandmother, who could not make it today.
Yeah, well, you sounded good. I'm curious, and I've asked this question a couple times, if you have any advice for anybody learning, and you've been at it long enough, maybe you've been able to reflect on it a bit. Any thoughts about what would be important to keep in mind if you're learning how to play?
Well, remember that it might be boring at first. Not all songs are fun to play, but keep at it, because I think it's very important to show children what you can achieve, and the only way to get there is to past the rough part, but once you get to a certain point, it really evens out and it's more fun.
Yeah, that's a really good point about how it might be boring at the beginning. That's true with a lot of things.
Yeah.
When you learn how to drive, when you learn how to do what I'm doing. I never really thought about it that way, but it is kind of boring at the beginning. Have you thought about what you might like to be when you get older?
I know that I want to do something in the field of science. I don't know. All the sciences I've taken so far are pretty awesome. I'm in biology right now, and I don't like that very much. But, I'm not going to cross it off my list yet, but definitely something in science.
Yeah, I didn't like biology either, and I don't know if it... I liked our teacher, but I just couldn't learn biology. Do you have to dissect anything in biology?
Oh, I know that we have to later in the year, like baby pigs and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
that's typically
like
what they do.
Fetal sheep, I think. Like
fetal pigs, I think. Yeah,
I think like fetal sheep.
Sheep, my goodness. that's enough to make you really like chemistry and physics.
Yeah, that's enough to turn you away.
Well, keep at it, and good luck. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all of our pianists from Pittsburgh Music Academy. I think we're going to chat with a few more people that came to be part of the group today, and we'll do that in just a few moments. You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade.